Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. How are you doing? This is Brother Obadiah Yisrael of Israelite Heritage. And what I'm doing here in this recording is to deliver to you the speech that was given in Sanford, Florida, August the 10th, 2013. I will give you the speech here recorded in its entirety. And the speech is entitled The Declaration, as we are declaring to the nations that we are indeed the children of Israel. Okay, let us begin. Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in peace and love from Yah the Father through Yahushua his Son. In the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13, it states that a special people will be taken into a strange land that is not their own. In this land, they would be mistreated for a period of 400 years. In the month of August, in the year 1619, 394 years ago, our people were brought to the shores of Jamestown, Virginia, in servitude to build this newfound nation. Our duration in this land had been filled with mistreatment, pain, sorrow, confusion, and death. From slavery, to sharecropping, to Jim Crow, to lynchings, to discrimination, to police brutality, our history in the United States is the most unique of all people. By the grace and mercy of our Creator, we have survived and still remain. In 1712, 97 years after arriving and officially being recognized by the government as a class of servants, a slave owner from the West Indies named William Lynch devised a plan which he said would make our people the perfect slave for the slave master. He said his plan would last for 300 years. In his scheme, we were taught to hate ourselves and anything that represented us, and to love only those who have enslaved us, and to love anything that represents them. His operation began on the American plantations and has lasted for generations. In July 1776, 177 years after arriving, the Constitution of the United States was born. This document has been called by many to be one of the most important manuscripts to ever be written. The Constitution ensures the freedom of every nationality except those who were called the slaves. Many of the men who wrote and signed the Constitution into law were slave owners. This includes George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. 11 of the first 16 United States presidents were slave owners. To this very day, no answer was ever given to explain how 40 million African Americans fit into the Constitution of the United States. In 1857, 238 years after arriving to the shores of the United States, Dred Scott, an African American slave who was taken by his owners to free states and territories, attempted to sue for his freedom. In a landmark decision, the United States Supreme Court, in the case Dred Scott versus Sanford, the Supreme Court ruled against him by stating African Americans, whether free or slave, could not be American citizens and therefore had no standing to sue in federal court. And by this, a black man had no rights that a white man shall abide by. In 1865, 246 years after arriving, the United States abolished chattel slavery in all her borders. From this, the 13th Amendment was added to the Constitution. Just like the Dred Scott decision 8 years earlier, the 13th Amendment, Section 12, states that the descendants of Africans cannot be citizens. The 13th Amendment also states, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Slavery can only exist in the United States as a punishment for a crime. Today, over 60% of all persons incarcerated in the United States prisons are the sons and daughters of the former slave class in North America. From 1865 to 1877, this began the Reconstruction era in the United States, a period of time which saw tens of thousands of newly freed slaves put back into a form of slavery called sharecropping. During the summer of 1919, 300 years after arriving, deadly race riots took place across the United States, in which thousands of African Americans were murdered, with the worst of the riots taking place in Chicago. That year is known as Red Summer, named such for the amount of violence and blood spilled. In 1921, 302 years after arriving, the all-black town of Greenwood in Tulsa, Oklahoma, also known as Black Wall Street, was destroyed by an all-white mob. Hundreds of African Americans were murdered. In 1923, 305 years after arriving, the black town of Rosewood, Florida, was destroyed by an all-white mob. Hundreds of African Americans were murdered. In 1954, 335 years after arriving, the Supreme Court in the case Brown versus the Board of Education found that segregated schools were unconstitutional. 1 year later, in 1955, 336 years after arriving, Emmett Till, a young black teenager from Chicago, was viciously murdered in Mississippi for allegedly whistling at a white woman. The murder of Emmett Till helped to spark what became known as the Civil Rights Movement. In 1965, 346 years after arriving, Malcolm X, one of the leaders of the black Muslims, was viciously assassinated. 3 years later, in 1968, 349 years after arriving, Martin Luther King Jr., minister and civil rights leader, was viciously assassinated, causing major riots to take place across the United States. In 1999, in Memphis, Tennessee, more than three decades after his death, a jury found local, state, and federal government agencies guilty of conspiring to assassinate him. In 1978, 359 years after arriving, the People's Temple, founded by preacher Jim Jones, committed mass suicide in Guyana. Killed were 920 men, women, and children. Over 70% of those killed were African Americans. In 1985, 366 years after arriving, MOVE, a black nationalist group in Philadelphia, was firebombed by the city of Philadelphia, killing 11 men, women, and children. In 1992, 373 years after arriving, a young black man named Rodney King was videotaped being beaten by Los Angeles police officers. They were arrested and taken to trial. The officers were acquitted. The verdict sparked the biggest race riots in the United States since the 1960s, with 53 being killed and 1,000 more being injured. In 1998, 379 years after arriving, a black man named James Byrd Jr. was lynched in Jasper, Texas, by being drugged by a pickup truck by three white men, two of which were white supremacists. In 2006, 387 years after arriving, a young black man named Sean Bell was shot at 50 times by New York police officers. He was killed. The officers were sent to trial and were found not guilty. In 2009, 390 years after arriving, Oscar Grant, an unarmed black man, was shot in the back while being arrested by an Oakland, California transit officer. The officer was brought to trial, convicted of manslaughter, and served only 11 months. In 2012, 393 years after arriving, a young unarmed black teenager named Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman. In 2013, 394 years after arriving, George Zimmerman was brought to trial for the murder of Trayvon Martin and found not guilty. His acquittal sparked widespread protests and marches throughout the United States. Our pain and struggle in the United States is nearing the 400-year mark. Day after day and year after year, we have gone through problem after problem. And it's all the result of us not knowing who we are. The Bible says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." And it's because we have been taught to reject the knowledge of ourselves, we don't know ourselves. And the world doesn't know us either. William Lynch stated, "In order to make his plan effective, the historical knowledge of who we are must be removed. Once you remove the truth of our identity, then replace it with lies, you can create a slave class that will only serve the needs of the slave masters. Only with the proper historical understanding can our people be returned back to the great people we were before the slave trade. We possess the knowledge to destroy William Lynch's lies and return our people back to the truth." The United States is a nation of immigrants. Every nationality living here can point to their country of origin. In their countries, they have a language, history, culture, and heritage. For example, Chinese Americans' country of origin is China. Mexican Americans' country of origin is Mexico. German Americans' country of origin is Germany. There are 53 countries on the continent of Africa. The American continent is separated into three parts, North, Central, and South. Where is the country of origin for 40 million African Americans on either of those continents? We have been given a solution to correct the problem of the African American community. Our time to overcome has arrived. Who are we? We are the direct descendants of the ancient Israelites spoken of in the Bible and other historical sources. This truth is evident and can be validated from the scriptures, history, and the archaeological record. We were prophesied to be taken into a country and be mistreated by them for 400 years. We were prophesied to be taken into slavery by slave ships. We were prophesied to be hid away in their prison houses. We were prophesied to suffer from all sickness and diseases. The prophecies also state that those who have become our captors would kill us and hold themselves not guilty. Zechariah chapter 11, verses 4 and 5. "Thus says Yah, my power, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty." The Israelite nation spoken of in the Bible has survived thousands of years of oppression, slavery, hatred, and displacement. The Hebrew nation was put in this situation by the hand of the Almighty Creator, Yah, for our disobedience to Him. Our history in the United States is the result of the punishment He has placed us under. We are witnessing the reversal of the punishment. We declare today, the African Americans, Jamaicans, Haitians, Afro-Puerto Ricans, and others who were brought into the Western Hemisphere as captive slaves during the transatlantic slave trade are the direct descendants of the Israelite nation mentioned in the Bible. We are the children of Abraham, which makes us Hebrews, and the children of our father Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, which makes us Israelites. We are not racist, for we do not believe in the concept of race. All the ancient records only speak of nations and not races. The concept of race is a new invention, and it has no real place among the children of mankind. The ancient Egyptians, Israelites, Babylonians, Greeks, nor Romans ever spoke of any race. They spoke of nations and nationalities. We do not hate any nation of men, even though we have been hated by all nations. We are a people of love and peace. To be called Hebrew Israelite is our birthright. We are not a religious group. We are indeed a nation of people. We are not blacks, coloreds, Negroes, niggers, African Americans, Africans, or Jews. All these titles were given to us as a replacement for our true nationality. We believe in the universal brotherhood of man, and just as all the sons of men who respectfully are called by their nationality, we Israelites are no different. Why should we be called by continents and crayon colors? As we declare this day who we are in the face of the nation, we only want to be called by our nationality, which is Hebrew Israelites. We are not black Hebrew Israelites, but just Hebrew Israelites, the people of the Most High. We no longer want the nations to speak of us in the derogatory titles of African American, blacks, Negroes, Africans, etc. Yes, we believe in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Yes, we believe in the Most High Yah and His Son, Yehoshua. But being a Hebrew Israelite has nothing to do with religion or race. It has everything to do with being a nation and living a set-apart lifestyle. Because we have been separated from our correct history and heritage, it has caused us as a people to be overtaken. It has made us angry and confused, and is the foundation of self-hatred that is exhibited among us. Until our rightful identity is restored to us, we will continue to be outsiders among the family of mankind, and continue to stay in a perpetual mental state of slavery. We believe, just as the Emmett Till murder sparked the civil rights movement, the Trayvon Martin killing is sparking the final and greatest movement in this country, which is the movement of truth. It is time to correct historical wrongs. Make those old things new again. Help to bring about true peace, unity, and righteousness. In this land, our people are in need of a change. Not only do we need to change the things around us, we need to change ourselves first. Change our outlook towards one another. Change our outlook towards the Creator. Change our outlook towards life itself. And the only way this change will come to our people is to bring back those things that were taken from us, which are our history, our heritage, our culture, our truth, and our identity. The motto of our organization, Israelite Heritage, is restoring the forgotten heritage to the forgotten people. Once the Israelite heritage is restored to the people, then the people can rightfully be restored to our place in history and the world. As we are coming to the close of the 394th year of our arrival to the United States, 6 years from the completion of the biblical prophecy of 400 years of mistreatment, we Israelites are beginning to awaken to the fact of who we are as a people. There is no other people in this land who are owed financial reparations like the Hebrew Israelites. We are not asking for reparations. We accept that our condition in this land is the result of our disobedience to the Most High. We accept that slavery was a result of this punishment. We accept that once we are obedient to the Most High Yah, these things will be made right. We are asking the ministers of Christianity and Islam, the Hollywood actors and actresses, the radio DJs, the musical entertainers, the elementary and high school teachers, the politicians, and any other person who has the attention of our people to listen to what we are offering and have to say. As you have seen with your own eyes, justice is still not afforded to us. 60 years after the civil rights movement, black power movement, black Muslim and nonviolent movements, we have tried politics, college education, boycotts, and in 2013, nothing has worked. These are the days of the final movement. By the end of this movement, we will have truth, a heritage, freedom, and justice. Join us in the fight for the freedom of all mankind. Shalom. May the Most High Yah bless you, and thank you for your time.